You're listening to Retail Media Unboxed, the podcast that goes behind the scenes of the fast-evolving retail media industry. In this one-on-one interview series, we sit down with top industry experts to unpack the trends, insights, and strategies shaping the future of retail and advertising. In this episode of Retail Media Unboxed, we sit down with Annie Simons, Strategy Director at Initial CX, to explore the ever-evolving world of retail media. From breaking down its definition to discussing the latest trends, Annie shares expert insights on how brands can fully leverage retail media to drive conversions, build brand equity, and integrate it into a seamless omnichannel strategy. Annie dives into the do's and don'ts of retail media, the importance of breaking down internal silos, and why creative execution is just as crucial as data-driven targeting. Plus, hear her take on the future of retail media and gain a UK perspective on this fast-growing space. Annie, welcome to the show. I'm so pleased to have you on today.
Thank you so much for having me. Yeah, I'm thrilled to be here to be invited to speak about retail media on this podcast.
Tell us a little bit about Initial CX and your role there.
Sure. So I'm Strategy Director at Initial CX. We are one of the last remaining independent creative agencies in London, UK, but an agency that I'm very proud to be a part of. We're a full service agency with capabilities in brand development, content creation, retail marketing and technical solutions. But I would say that retail marketing is really the lifeblood of the agency. And I've had the pleasure of working with a diverse kind of variety of brands, whether that be, you know, from FMCG, beauty and healthcare, and an automotive perspective, to conceive both below-the-line campaigns and executional plans, sort of delivering everything from immersive experiences, full end-to-end activation blueprints, and we're now working with our clients to deliver class-leading retail media techniques and strategies as well.
The name of the show is Retail Media Unboxed, so we're going to dive into retail media. But before we really get into the thick of it, the term retail media is very fluid and has many definitions depending upon who you talk to. And I think, moreover, depending upon where they're talking to you from is one of the things I've noticed. How do you define retail media? I'm curious.
Yeah, so I think it's a really interesting question. I think because retail media has grown so quickly, it's become a highly talked about and influential part of the marketing landscape. However, with this kind of rapid expansion comes complexity. And I think many marketeers find it really difficult to sort of understand and navigate. And I think this situation is probably going to become even more overwhelming and filled with jargon as retail media expands. So we like to keep it simple. I think I would probably define retail media as any advertising that is executed within a retailer's ecosystem. So it's where brands promote their products directly on the retailer's digital and physical platforms, whether that be on-site, off-site, or in-store. And I think for brands, retail media really kind of provides a way to drive conversions by really engaging consumers where they are actively shopping, which I think makes it a really kind of effective and measurable marketing channel. It's quite interesting, actually. I think a lot of my clients as well sort of ask me to speak a little bit about retail media. And when I kind of explain that concept to them, a lot of them kind of jump in and say, oh, so it's just like old school shopper marketing that's been given a bit of a digital power up, or it's just another ad channel, right? Which is sort of true when you treat retail media as kind of another medium in addition to other channels that are used to effectively target shoppers. But I think the risk warning is that when marketeers kind of treat it as just another ad channel, they kind of risk missing its full potential, as it were. So I think really to kind of maximize its effectiveness, we need to be integrating kind of retail media into a broader omnichannel strategy. And kind of aligning it with the right kind of retail partnerships, the right supply chain considerations, and the right shopper insights to drive both kind of brand awareness and conversion.
Let's dive into that. What would you say are the benefits of exploring and integrating a retail media strategy into one's marketing plans?
Yes, so I think there are a wealth of benefits, actually. Some of the more obvious ones being the kind of access to first-party shopper data. So As retailers kind of continue to provide valuable insights into consumer behavior, it's enabling brands to target audiences more precisely and based on real kind of purchase intent rather than just kind of browsing online, which I think really kind of leads to enhanced personalization and targeting as well. So with retailer data, brands can really create hyper-targeted campaigns that really offer the kind of personalized promotions that resonate with their specific customer segments. And then there's other things, you know, like closed loop measurement, which is talked a lot about. I think unlike many kind of traditional ad channels, retail media offers clear kind of attribution, linking ad spend directly to sales, which again helps marketeers kind of measure ROI much more effectively. I think the benefit that I get most excited about is that I guess retail media really allows you to build brand equity and drive sales within one touch point. So I guess unlike traditional advertising where brand building and conversion often happen separately, I think retail media and certainly the power of it is that it allows both functions within a single touch point. So you're able to, you know, build equity and convert right where consumers are shopping, which I think is, you know, hugely exciting and hugely beneficial for brands that are perhaps losing shoppers within a more kind of circuitous and complex path to purchase.
It sounds like there's a lot of opportunities offered by retail media. What in your mind should brands be doing to fully capitalize on those opportunities?
I think let's start with ways of working first and foremost. I think businesses shouldn't really view retail media as a separate pillar of their offering or kind of solely rely on one department to kind of scale and optimize revenue streams. I think what we find across a number of kind of businesses globally is that current team structures are not set up for the future of retail media and they don't have the required capabilities. So I think today a lot of FMCG brands will typically break down their teams and budgets into separate buckets. So there'll be brand teams, trade marketing, shopper marketing, and digital as well. And in many instances, it's the shopper marketing team that have been handed the task of looking after the retail media function. And I think when actually, you know, retail media should be scaled cross-functionally. I think that's really, really important with brands, retail, digital and trades and agency teams working together to kind of plan, target and measure it. So what I would, I guess, advise for those struggling to kind of take the first step is to quickly break down those internal silos and come together to discuss the opportunity and how retail media can really be applied across, you know, all those kind of four functions to strengthen a brand's offering and appeal. I would say another kind of fundamental thing that I would love businesses to kind of take away from today's discussion is that the success of retail media is more than just return on ad spend. It's a buzzword. We know that it's kind of comes as a pairing when we talk about retail media. And I think therefore, you know, what I'm getting towards is that brands shouldn't be selecting retail media based on incrementality or conversion alone. I think in my kind of opinion, this obsession with immediate sales outcomes has to stop as it's distracting marketeers from kind of retail media's broader long-term potential. So I think as a recommendation to kind of really harness retail media's full potential, brands must look beyond immediate performance indicators and rather focus more broadly on the kind of jobs to be done for the brand and start to identify which retail media solutions best address those objectives. I would have some other points for you as well. I don't know if you want me to share those with you just now or if you had any other questions.
I wanted to actually go over some of the do's and don'ts of retail media strategies, which maybe some of what you were going to talk about would slot into nicely. When thinking of the do's and don'ts, let's say I'm a marketer and I'm looking to implement a retail media strategy. What are some of the do's and don'ts? Let's start with the do's because, you know, we're kind of on a roll with that anyway. What are some of the do's that I would want to be thinking of?
I think they sort of come hand in hand, actually, you know, the do's and the don'ts. It's a really good question because I guess without a cookie cutter answer, because every company on the planet has a different organizational structure and we all operate in varying market structures and maturities in terms of retail media. But what I would say is a kind of fundamental next step or a do is to create a sense of urgency to act to just get started with you know, exploring the possibilities of retail media. I think many brands kind of recognize the potential, but I think too many still kind of treat it as a more of a short-term sales tool rather than a holistic kind of data-driven ecosystem that, you know, really presents long-term brand building opportunities. So I guess if you haven't already, I think now is the time to kind of really start to work with, you know, your clients, your brands, to highlight the effectiveness of this particular medium, and develop a bit more of a robust retail media strategy. Because I think waiting too long could mean that actually, you know, we see brands start to fall behind. And I think this situation, it could be, you know, compared to what we saw over COVID, where, you know, businesses that did fail to adapt to, you know, the digital shift faced, you know, irrelevance and extinction. And I think the same will happen in the next sort of 18 to 24 months for brands that don't fully embrace retail media. So I think, you know, we need to coach our clients on the benefits of retail media. It sounds simple, but I don't think we're all having those conversations yet. And I think we should be working with them to really kind of future-proof their plans to keep their brands relevant and competitive. And that's something we're doing quite a lot at Initial CX. You know, we're working with a lot of our brands to really wold a bit of a longer-term blueprint. And this is done kind of, I guess, by understanding their overall marketing goals and ambitions. So what we tend to do with our clients is we, you know, map out what they need to do with people and talent, their organizational structure and their processes, and then sit with them to discuss how they're going to collaborate cross-functionally to make this happen across sales and marketing. And more importantly, I guess, what technology needs to be in place, whether that's owned or operated or through partners, to kind of execute that retail media plan more effectively. And then I guess from there, you know, we typically then assess what retail media solutions within, you know, the retail environment are going to help that brand, you know, effectively move consumers from browsing to buying, and then how they then translate that again into long-term loyalty. So I think, you know, just educating our clients, working with them together to kind of restructure their teams and to ask the bigger questions around objectives is hugely important. I think the other thing that I would also kind of urge fellow marketeers to do is to step up their creative game. I think retail media provides an unmatched opportunity for, you know, precision targeting and personalization. But I think poor creative execution is holding a lot of us back at the moment. You know, I do tend to walk into my local Tesco here in the UK, and I've seen kind of Lurol ads in the beer aisle, or kind of promotional advertisements for crisps that are delivered on the gondola end of a vitamin aisle. And that promotion, I guess, was so information heavy that I actually, you know, just stopped engaging with it pretty early on. So I would say, I guess, that using data for targeting purposes alone isn't enough. And actually, you know, there are too many campaigns out there that focus on the mechanics. So kind of who sees the ad, the when and the where, but we're neglecting, you know, messaging effectiveness and visual execution. So I guess, thought about three key do's in response to this kind of you know, narrative around upping our game when it comes to creative. I think the first thing is, let's all elevate our creative storytelling and really ensure our ads connect emotionally rather just focusing on product attributes, which I do see a lot of the time. I think we need to design with context in mind. You know, I think obviously a lot of the digital media in store kind of presents us with, you know, the opportunity to template and deliver really targeted messages to shoppers at specific day parts and moments. So I think, you know, we need to start to think about how we flex our messaging and our campaigns in this way. And then lastly, I think, you know, this, again, the digital opportunity just unlocks so much scope for kind of the delivery of dynamic content. And I think, you know, by using AI and automation, brands can start to create really adaptive, data-driven creatives that adjust based on those shopper behaviors. So I would say those are kind of the two key things that I would advise sort of marketeers to do in the near future.
Well, let's look ahead a little bit. What are the key themes or trends that will continue to shape retail media in the next 12 months, would you say?
Ooh, yeah, again, it's a very good question. I think, You know, firstly, transparency and standardization of measurement data will be really, really important for the kind of sustainability of retail media. And I think, therefore, retailers will already be working hard with AOB and ISBA, and I'm sure, to make sure that, you know, they are supplying up-to-date measurement. But I think kind of beyond that, what I would say is, I guess also, you know, AI applications will improve. I think as recommendation engines become more normalized, retail media will be kind of seamlessly layered on top of these AI powered experiences to remain effective. So I think we'll see, you know, a lot more sponsored ads being integrated with organic recommendations. And I guess we'll also see an increase in AI powered ad placement as well. Other predictions for me, I think, you know, retail media will move off-site and we'll see, you know, the kind of extension of ads into social media, into connected TV and a kind of external publisher networks using first-party retailer data. And I know that, you know, we talk a lot about brands and a lot of kind of businesses, I guess, using, you know, lower funnel tactics. Only. And I think, you know, there's a big opportunity now to start to think about how we deliver kind of end-to-end experiences. I would also say, I guess, that retail media will be treated less like a separate package or an add-on, if you will. I think a lot of retailers will start to create 360 propositions connecting off-site with on-site and in-store and using digital shelf displays. So things like smart carts or kind of QR-driven promotions to connect those kind of physical shopping environments with digital display. I guess the key kind of trend or shift that, you know, I think is quite immediate is I think there'll be a real kind of consolidation of retailer offerings. I think there's something like 200 retail media networks globally, and therefore it's unlikely that obviously they'll all survive independently. So yes, we're still perhaps in a rapid expansion phase, but I think it's going to come around very quickly where we'll see a bit of a consolidation. I think it's actually, you know, going to be inevitable as competition kind of intensifies and retailers kind of realize the need to scale efficiently and you know, look towards better integration. And I think this kind of consolidation will also be hugely beneficial actually for brands and retailers. So it's not a bad thing. I think that, you know, for us certainly, there are more unified buying options when advertisers will have access, I guess, to larger multi-retailer networks rather than managing kind of multiple disjointed platforms. So I think that's going to be really helpful, as well as kind of improved data and measurement standards. So I think with fewer kind of more powerful networks, brands can expect kind of more consistent reporting and cross-platform attribution. So there's going to be a lot of flux, a lot of shifting, I think. And, you know, we're really going to expect to see a period where there will be a lot of retailers in the kind of near future that will be rationalizing or kind of amalgamating or streamlining their offering to make it more appealing to brands.
It's been very fast moving so far. I mean, I don't remember anybody even mentioning retail media 6-7 years ago, and now it's everywhere. So,
yeah,
you know, I can imagine we're only going to get more exciting from here. If one wanted to find out more about you and Initial CX, where do you think they should go?
They can come to our website. I guess that's a good place to start. I guess you can also get in touch with me by email if you wanted to. So it's al@initials.co.uk. But yeah, I just wanted to say thank you so much for inviting me to speak today about a really important topic. And hopefully I've provided some light on the situation for you.
Absolutely. For us, you know, this is the first UK perspective we've had on it. So thanks so much for taking the time.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider sharing with friends and colleagues and leaving us a positive review on your podcast platform of choice. For more content like this, be sure to check out Advertising Week's growing roster of podcast programming at www.advertisingweek.com/podcasts.